Text today, it's found in Philippians chapter 3.
请大家翻开圣经。今天我们所要查讲的经文是腓立比书的第三章。
Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 14.
今天的经文是腓立比书第三章的七节到十四节。
I'll be reading from the ESV version, Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 through 14.
我会读腓立比书第三章的七到十四节，我用的是英文标准圣经版。
But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things,and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that righteousness which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, become like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead.Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on towards the goal for the prize for the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书第三章的七节到十四节。只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义。就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。十四节，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我得来得的奖赏。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
我们来到神面前祷告。
Father, we thank you for this morning, a glorious morning that we can gather before you and in your name to worship you.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你有这么美丽的清晨，我们能来到你的面前来敬拜你。
As we come before you, before your word, speak to us, Lord.
当我们来到你面前的时候，来到你神的话语的面前的时候，主，请与我们说话。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.So today is the second part of the message on the preciousness of knowing Christ.
今天是我的正道，上回正道了第一部分，今天是第二部分，也就是认识基督的宝贵。
And so for the sake of those who weren't here last time, we'll just give a really quick recap and review of what was shared last time.
也许你们当中有一些人并没有听过我上一次的讲道。所以我很快的大概的说一下我上一次的讲到的内容。
And in order for us to draw the proper conclusion at the end of this message, it is important for us to remember the introduction of the message.
为了能使我们正确的得出一个今天讲到的结论，我们开始讲到是如何开始，对我们是非常重要的。
We remember that the book of Philippians was written by the Apostle Paul.
你们如果还记得的话，腓立比书是使徒保罗写的。
And it is very important for us to understand the background in which this book was written.
对我们来说，能知道这个信当初是在什么样的一个状况下写的是非常重要的。
Because Paul wrote this book to the Philippian believers while he was in prison and while he was facing the death penalty.
当初保罗是在什么样的一个状况下写这封信的呢？他是当初是在监狱里面，他在等候。他这个死刑的这个情况下写了这封书信。
And knowing the circumstances in which he wrote this book is especially important for the message that we're going to hear today. Why?
我们知道当初这个书信啊，腓立比书是在什么样一个状况下写的，对我们今天的这个正道是非常有用的。为什么呢？
Because the theme of the book of Philippians is rejoice and again rejoice.
因为腓立比书的主题就是要喜乐，常常喜乐。
Philippians 4:4.
腓立比书四章四节讲到要喜乐，要常常喜乐。
In effect, the words joy, rejoice, and glad appears 15 times in this short book that only has 4 chapters.
在腓立比书有几个词，也就是 joy, rejoice 和be glad 这几个都是喜乐的意思，在整本书信里出现了15次。
And so we see that this theme that Paul has and his encouragement to the believers revolves around the call for Christians to live a real Christian life.
所以我们从这个平凡的这个喜乐这个词和这个腓立比书的整个的主题，我们能看出来，保罗其实是呼召信徒们能过一个真正的信徒的生活。
He is calling the believers to experience the real Christian experience.
他是希望这些信徒们能够体会到有这么一个经历到一个真正的基督徒应该是活出什么样子。
And he says that the Christian experience and the Christian life is a life of joy.
他说到基督徒的经历，基督徒的生命应该是一个喜乐的生命。
It's to have peace.
也就是一个充满平安的生命。
It's to have hope.
也是一个充满盼望的生命。
And to have contentment in all circumstances.
是一个无论在什么境况下都能够知足的一个生命。
So we all want to have joy, peace, hope, and contentment in our lives.
我们大家都喜欢在我们生命中能活出喜乐，能活出平安，能活出盼望，也能活出满足的生活。
And in fact, this is the encouragement and the instruction from Paul.
这也是保罗在腓立比书所给我们一种指示，让我们能活出这样的一个基督徒的生活。
Now, what he is teaching us is not just a theoretical concept for us to understand intellectually.
他所教导我们的不是只是头脑里能够明白这样的基督徒生活是怎么一回事。
What he is describing to us is the life that we must be able to experience. It's the real experience.
他在腓立比书中描述出一个我们在真正的生命中真正应该活出这种生命是什么样的一个生命。
And in fact, it is his very own experience.
这样的一个生命也是他亲身所经历的一个生命。
And that's why this is so remarkable, because when he talks about a real experience of hope,joy, peace, and contentment, he was writing in a prison about to be executed.
这就是为什么写这封书信所写的这个背景和环境是如此重要，因为他在监狱里面也能活出他所说的喜乐、平安、盼望和满足的生活。
We have difficult life circumstances.
我们生命中会遇到一些很不如意的事情。
Maybe we haven't been in prison or faced the death penalty.
我们也许没有像保罗一样坐在监狱里面等待死刑。
If we were faced with that similar situation where our freedom had been stripped away and our life hangs on the balance,
如果我们像保罗一样经历到我们的自由已经被剥夺，我们的生命不知道哪一天就结束。
When we're faced with the most difficult situations in life,
当我们遇到我们生命中的最难的难题的时候，
our natural reaction would be saddened.
我们自然，我们老我的表现就是我们会很伤心。
We'd be angry.
我们会很愤怒。
Restless.
我们会感到很烦躁不安。
Hopeless.
我们会感到毫无盼望。
How can someone rejoice in those circumstances?
所以一个人怎么可以在这样的一个处境下还能够喜乐呢？
How can someone be content in those circumstances?
一个人如何在这样的环境下能够活出一个知足的人生呢？
And the answer is in the scripture today.
答案就在我们今天所要讲的经文里。
And the answer is because he knows Christ.
答案就是因为他认识基督。
He really knows Christ.
他真实的认识基督。
Now as we look at this scripture passage today, we can observe that Paul describes his knowing of Christ in four aspects.
如果你们读这个经文的话，就知道他认识基督有四方面。
And this is what I shared with you last time.
我上一周上个月已经和你们分享了前面一个部分。
This is the way he describes his relationship with his beloved Lord Jesus.
这是他如何的描述他所挚爱的主耶稣基督的关系。
And these four aspects uses four words that all starts with P.
这四个词都以 P 的这个英文字母开始。
Number one.It is the price or the cost he paid to follow Jesus.
第一个他谈的是 price, 也就是他因为跟随主耶稣基督所付出的代价。
Number two, it's passion. It's the passion he has in following Christ.
第二个是 passion. Passion 指的是热情，也就是他跟随主耶稣基督的所要的热情。
Number three is the pursuit. He describes his pursuit in his following of Christ.
第三个是 pursued, 也就是追求。他跟随主耶稣基督需要追求他。
And finally, prize or the reward that he longs after from his following Christ.
第四个也就是奖赏，也就是他所渴慕的，他所渴慕所渴望的因着跟随主耶稣基督所会得到的奖赏。
We see in verses 7 and 8,regarding the price or the cost that he paid to know Christ.
如果你们读到腓立比书的第三章的第七节和第八节的时候，他们谈到了认识耶稣基督所付出的代价。
He says in verse 8, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
第八节说到，我将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
What Paul was talking about is that what he valued, what he sees as of worth that is in this world that he counted as profitable before, all of these things he had given up for the sake of knowing Christ.
保罗在这里第八节所说的就是他以前很看重的一些事情，认为很有价值的一些事情，他因着认识耶稣基督而把他们放弃。
These may include...Achievements,
也许这可能是我们人生的成就。
Possessions,
我们所拥有的财富。
What we do,
我们的工作或者我们做的什么事情。
How we look, how we appear to people,
或者是我们的外表，我们在别人看来是有没有面子。
And these things are considered important to us because we think that they are profitable to us.
这些事情对我们来说都很重要，因为他们。对我们来说是有价值的。
That is what brings us respect and admiration from people.
它使大家能够尊重我们，或者是能够羡慕我们。
And these are things that eventually that causes others to love us even.
这也会使大家更加的爱我们。
And therefore, there will be satisfaction in life.
所以在这种程度上来讲，我们生命中是有一种满足感的。
But Paul says no.
可是保罗说不是的。
All of these things, he says everything in verse 8, I gladly give up so that I may trade it all for the sake of knowing Christ and having him.
他说不是的，生命中所有的这些事情在第八节说到万事，我愿意放弃万事，就是因为我愿意认识我主基督耶稣。
This is the price he paid.
这就是他认识耶稣基督所付出的代价。
The second P was passion.
第二个以英文字 P 开头的是 passion, 也就是热情。
In verses 10 and 11,
第十节和第十一节
we see the way that Paul describes his desire and his yearning to be identified with Christ, to share in Christ's experience.
我们能看到这里所描述的是保罗多么的渴望，多么的盼望，能期盼他和主耶稣基督一同受苦。
He says, verse 10, that I may know him in which way? I may know him in the power of his resurrection and to share his suffering.
第十节谈到 我愿意认识基督，我愿意晓得他复活的大能，我愿意和他一同受苦。
To become like him in his death, and so that I may also know of his resurrection.
也可以效法他的死，或者是我也可以得以从死里复活。
We talked about the concept of knowing someone, where it comes in two forms. One is knowing by knowledge, and the other one is knowing by experience.
我们上次谈到了，我们当我们认识一个人的时候，有两层含义，一个是我们是听说过或知道这个人，还有一个就是我们从我们的个人经历里能经历到他，能够知道他。
And we see what Paul describes here is a very heartfelt and a very intense yearning to know his Lord Jesus.
这里的第十节我们能看到保罗有从内心发出来的深切的渴望，他愿意认识基督。
He wants to be where his Lord is.
他愿意走耶稣基督所走过的路。
He wants to undergo whatever experiences that his Lord undergoes.
他愿意经历耶稣基督所经历的一切事情。
He wants to share in the suffering that Jesus suffered.
他愿意与耶稣基督同享他所受的苦。
So we see that Paul wants to know his Lord more than just in knowledge.
所以在这种情况下，我们看见第十节谈到的是，保罗愿意认识耶稣基督，不只是知道他而已。
He wants to know him experientially.
他愿意经历耶稣基督。
Because he has a deep and a dear and a passionate love for Jesus.
因为他对耶稣基督有一个深层的，有一个非常热切的一个爱。
That desire is the same desire we have for our husbands, our wives, or our children.
他所对耶稣基督的爱就是我们对我们的配偶和对我们子女的爱一样。
And so we see that it is very important that a child of God always has this intense passion and this unyielding love in their knowing of Christ.
也就是我们能看到如果是真正的是神的儿女的话，对神应该有一个非常热情的爱，以及永不消失的爱。
A child of God does not only want to know Jesus, but they want to know Jesus more.
一个神的孩子不只是想知道耶稣基督而已，而是愿意越来越多的经历耶稣基督。
So now we come to the third P, which is the pursuit.
第三个以 P 字开头的是 pursuit， 也就是追求。
The pursuit to know Christ.
追求能够认识基督。
Verses 12 through 14.
第十二节腓立比书的第三章十二节到十四节讲到。
Paul says, "Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me His own."
十二节说到，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着耶稣，基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Then in verse 13 he says, "This is the way that I'm going after it. It is by forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead."
十三节谈到，我就是只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
And in verse 14, again he says, "I press on toward the goal for the prize."
第十四节谈到向着标杆直跑，要得着神在基督耶稣里的奖赏。
We see in these three verses the description of someone who's in pursuit, don't we?
从十二、十三和十四节三节里面，我们看见了一个在追求的人，不是吗？
It evokes a very clear image.Of not just someone who's in a race running.
我们头脑里的一个画面不只是一个在赛跑中一个跑步的人。
But we see a highly disciplined and highly trained runner who is intently focused on the race that must be run so that he may win that race and win the prize.
我们所看到的是一个非常有自我节制的，也是有受过良好训练的。一个把目标放得很清楚的，一直往前面奔跑的一个人的形象。
In these verses, Paul uses very clear and very declarative language to describe his pursuit.
在这三节里面，保罗用了非常清楚 也非常有宣告性的几个词来描述他的追求。
He does so so he can convey the sense of vigor.
他之所以这样描述，是因为他想给我们一个概念，让我们知道追求的时候是要有有这个充满精力的。
The concentration.
一定是要能够集中精力的。
The determination.
还有一定是要有一个决心。
And dedication.
还有一个是要能够委身于这个追求。
Vigor, concentration, determination, and dedication.
一定要有精力，然后我们要有能够有焦点，能够聚焦，我们能够委身，我们也能够有这个决心。
In other words, Paul knows exactly what he wants.
也就是说，保罗心里非常清楚，知道他需要什么。
He knows where he's going.
他知道他要到哪里去。
And he knows how to get there.
他也知道如何到那里去。
And then with what attitude he must go about it.
他也知道他要用什么样的态度到达他所要到达的目标。
He uses the words "press on" twice in these three scriptures.
他在这三节圣经里面，他用了这个竭力向前，用了两次。
That talks about vigor.
这个里面谈到的是充满着精力。
Forgetting what lies behind and straining forward for what lies ahead in verse 13, that speaks to concentration. That speaks to determination.
这个第十三节谈到忘记背后，努力面前。这里谈到的一点就是，在我们追求的时候，我们一定要有个焦点，我们一定要能够有这么一个定义，要做一件事情。
Then he says he's going towards the goal to that prize in verse 14, which speaks to the purpose of the pursuit and speaks to the dedication in that pursuit.
第十四节谈到向着标杆直跑，为着得着奖赏。这里讲到了他是为什么要追求，追求的目的是什么。
And so in verse 12, when he says, not that I have already obtained this, what is this?
第十二节谈到说我不是说我已经得着了，这得着的什么东西呢？
Isn't it what he mentioned in verses 8 and 10?
这里讲到的得着的东西是不是在第八节和第十节里所谈到的内容呢？
Which is to know Christ.
是不是谈到的是说认识基督？
It's exactly that.
确实是。
And to know Christ not only in knowledge, right, but also in experience.
这里谈到的是不只是在头脑的知识里认识基督，而且是在经历上能够认识基督。
There's never a coincidence in the scripture when a word is repeated.
在圣经里面，如果你看到有重复出现的词汇的话，这绝不是偶然。
Because God does not waste his words.
因为上帝是不会白费他的口舌的。
It means that point is important.
因为这一定是说明这件事情非常重要。
And so Paul uses the words press on twice. I mean, press on is two words in English, but one word in the Greek.
在这里面几节里面，保罗两次用到了竭力追求。竭力追求在英文里是两个字母组成的，可是在希腊文里是一个字母组成的。
It carries the meaning of a relentless endeavor that one undergoes.
这里面谈到的一件事情就是一个坚持不懈、不放弃的这么一个尽头。
In a negative sense, this same word is translated as persecute.
如果是用一个稍微贬义的一个意思来解释这个竭力追求的话，这里讲的是迫害的意思。
And so from this, we can understand the extreme intensity and strong emotion associated with this word.
所以你如果是从这个字义来看的话，保罗在这里表达的是一个非常强烈的一个情感。
But here, in this passage, it's used in a positive sense.
可是在这里面，竭力追求用的是一个非常正面的一个意思。
And that's why it describes that undivided concentration.
这里面讲到的是就是一点都不分心，能够专心的做一件事情。
And that speaks to that willful determination.
也讲到了我们竭力的做一件事情，定义做一件事情。
It speaks to not only the willfulness, but also the emotion that goes into the activity.
不光是我们定义或者是 刻意的要做一件事情, 也讲到了在这背后的一个情感的成分。
And all of that for the pursuit after a worthy goal.
这些全都是为的是能追求一个值得我们追求的目标。
Now we know that nothing in life that is worth our while can ever be done easily.
我们知道如果我们在 人生中想做一个任何 很有价值的或值得我们做的一件事情 都不是那么容易的。
Nothing that's important to us in life can ever be accomplished leisurely or out of our convenience.
我们不可能就是 懒懒散散的或者很 安逸的就能完成一件在我们生命中对我们来说很重要的一件事情。
Not our study.
如果我们想好好的读书。
Not in sports.
我们如果想在体育上有成绩,
not music or art,
如果我们想在音乐或者在艺术上有成就,
and not even making money,
我们如果想赚很多钱,
no, all of these things that are meaningful in life,
这些都是生命中很有意义的一些目标,
that are worth our while in life,
而且很配得, 很值得我们花精力,
that are, that are important to us in life,
对我们来说是很重要的,
we pursue them.
我们来追求他们。
We focus on them.
我们把我们的焦点放在这些目标上。
We pay attention to them.
我们把我们的注意力放在这些目标上。
And we'll expend our energy and we will work hard for them.
我们会花我们所有的精力, 我们会非常的辛苦的工作, 就是为了能够追求这些目标。
But if that's the case, why do we treat our life in Christ in a way that we think it will grow on its own?
如果我们在世界上这些 目标, 我们能花这么多的精力, 这么多的这个焦点来注意他们的 话, 为什么我们在追求主耶稣基督, 在认识他的这件事情上, 却认为我们可以不花任何功夫 就能做到呢?
Why do we expect that we do not need to put in any effort?
为什么我们会期待我们什么功夫也不花?
Why do we treat any service that we undertake for the Lord and do it only in our leisure and only out of our convenience?
为什么我们每次在教会里侍奉的时候, 我们侍奉的时候, 总是用我们剩余的一些时间, 或者是 随随便便的侍奉呢?
我方便的时候才服侍。
方便的时候。
Sorry. No, things that we do that are easy and we do it leisurely, these are things that really don't matter to us.
这些我们所做的这些事情, 这些我们 随随便便所做的这些事情, 是一些对我们来说不重要的事情。
These are things that do not have distinct purpose.
这些是一些没有一些很明显的目的的事情。
And are not really important for us.
他们对我们来说不是很重要。
Well, let's take an activity, for example.
比如说我们的活动吧。
Taking a stroll after dinner.
在晚餐之后 散步。
Is that nice?
这是很好的一件事情,
it's very nice.
这是很好的一件事情。
We like doing it.
我们喜欢到晚餐以后去散步。
And it feels good doing it.
而且散步以后人很舒服。
But we all know what happens.
可是我们知道会发生什么。
Because it's something we can do and we can skip.
因为我们 这是我们能做的, 所以我们常常的就不去做那件事情。
因为这是一件可做也可不做的一件事情。 And so what happens most often, we skip that stroll after dinner.
所以我们 有时候在吃完晚饭以后, 我们就想干脆就不去散步了。
Instead, we do something else that we think is more important and better use of our time.
我们吃完晚饭以后, 就想做一件可能对我们来说更重要的事情, 或者是对我们来说 更划算的一件事情。
Okay, but what if your doctor tells you you must walk after dinner every day?
如果你的医生告诉你每天晚饭以后要坚持散步, 你会怎么样呢?
If you do not do so, your health will be adversely affected.
如果你不这么做的话, 你的身体会受到严重的影响。
And it is guaranteed that your health will fail.
而且保证能医生能保证说, 如果你餐后不去散步的话, 你的身体会变坏。
What's going to happen now?
那你会怎么做呢?
Well, because now this same activity has become valuable and necessary for our health.
现在晚餐或散步对于来对我们的生命来说就很重要，很必须了。
And all of a sudden, this activity becomes regular.
然后忽然之间你就开始常常的晚上吃完饭以后散步。
It has a purpose now.
现在你晚饭后散步是有一个目的的。
And it will be done so intentionally.
而且你会刻意的去留出时间晚饭后散步。
Isn't that right?
是吗？
In other words, taking a stroll after dinner had become work.
也就是说，在晚餐后散步已经不是一个轻松的事情，而对你来说是一个工作了。
It is not an activity done in leisure or out of your convenience. It has become important to you.
这不是只是方便的时候才做，或者是闲散的时候才做，而是对于你来说是一件很重要的事情。
All other things in life that is important, we work for and we pursue after.
对我们来说，生命中很重要的事情，我们都会去寻找它，去得到它。
If you take study seriously, if you accomplish anything in the academics, you would have known what it means to pull all-nighters, because you'd be doing it all the time.
如果你想好好学习的话，如果你想在学术界有些成就的话，你可能对于你来说开夜车并不是一件很陌生的，不是一个很陌生的概念。
If you're serious about your job, or even if you're even recognized for your work,
如果你愿意在工作上有成就的话，
you would know what it means to work tirelessly to complete that prominent project for the company.
你会知道坚持不懈的辛苦的为你的一个项目工作是怎么一回事。
You would know what it means to meet that critical deadline.
你会知道你为了赶这个项目的这个期限是怎么一回事。
You would know how much effort you need to put in to close that big deal.
你会知道要完成一笔生意是怎么一回事。
If you really love your children,
如果你真正的爱你的孩子的话，
you would know that in order to really love that person, that love would always be accompanied with sleeplessness and exhaustion.
你知道，如果你是要真正的爱你的孩子的话，那可能是晚上没有会失去睡眠，失去你的一些安乐。
We would make sure that we spend time with our kids, even though it has been a long day at work.
虽然在单位已经工作了一整天，非常辛苦，你还知道在家里和孩子们一起花时间在一起的重要性。
We'd come home, we would help them with their homework.
你会回到家里帮他们一起做作业。
We play ball with them, we take them to piano or other after-school activities.
我们会和他们一起打球，或者会带他们一起去弹钢琴，会有别的活动。
We would give up the time we would rather spend for ourselves for the sake of the people we love.
我们为着我们爱的人的缘故，我们愿意把花在我们自己身上的时间给放下来照顾他们。
So if that's true, and that is the common sense practice and observation in our lives, how is it that it is not true for the life we have in Christ?
如果你觉得这是对的话，或者是你在自己的生活中也观察到这些现象的话，你为什么会认为认识耶稣基督却不要花任何精力呢？
How is it not the real reflection of our relationship with Christ?
为什么不认为在我们在与耶稣基督建立关系的这件事情上不用花精力呢？
If we have known Christ's love,
如果我们认识到基督的爱，
and if we say that we love God,
如果我们口里说我们爱神，
it would only be natural for us to pursue after him.
对于如果我们说爱神的话，那么我们去追求他是一件非常自然的事情。
And it would be natural for us to pursue him, to know him more.
对于我们来说，来追求神，或者是更加深刻的认识神，是一件很自然的事情。
Why is it natural?
为什么是很自然的事情呢？
Because we would have come to know that the life we have in Christ, that life that has been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, has become the most important, the most dominant part of our lives.
因为当我们认识到我们被耶稣的宝血所救赎所换来的生命 也就是我们在基督里的生命是多么重要的生命的 一部分的时候。
Because Christ has become so important to us.
基督在我们的生命中是如此的重要。
We no longer live to him in leisure or out of convenience.
我们不再是、就是多余的时间或者是方便的时候才与基督在一起。
No, rather we would be like Paul.
我们会是更像保罗一样。
We would pursue.
我们会去追求基督。
With vigor, with concentration, with determination, and with dedication.
我们会充满精力的去追求耶稣。我们也会有、非常、有焦点的来追求耶稣基督，或者是刻意的、定义的去追求耶稣基督。
We would then press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold of us.
我们会竭力的、去、得到耶稣基督所要我们得到的一切。
We would then forget what lies behind and we would strain towards what lies ahead.
我们会忘记我们背后的，然后努力面前的。
We must own up to our responsibility to pursue and grow and not blame others for the lack of our growth or the lack of experience with God.
当我们觉得我们在、属灵上没有成长的时候，或者是我们和神的经历好像不像别人那么多的时候，我们不应该去责备别人，而是应该我们尽我们自己的责任来花时间与耶稣基督有关系。
Because there's no one else to blame.
因为我们没有办法去怪别人。
Except unless the way we treat our life in Christ as casual, leisure, or out of convenience.
啊，除了一件事情我们可以责怪的是，就是我们在与耶稣基督的关系上，我们怀着一个随随便便的一个态度。
Unless we see this matter as unimportant.
或者是我们有一个态度，认为认识耶稣基督不是一件很重要的事情。
Okay, here's the fourth P is the prize or the award of knowing Christ.
第四个以英文字母 P 开头的是 prize, 也就是奖赏，也就是认识耶稣基督，跟随他的话有会有什么样的奖赏。
Verse 14 tells us that the prize is the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
第十四节，如果你看第十四节的话，他们上面说这个奖赏是神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
An upward call or a heavenward call.
一个从上面的呼召，或者是一个从天而来的呼召。
In other words, it's a call from God in Christ Jesus.
也就是说，这个呼召是从神而来的，在耶稣基督里的一个呼召。
What is this call?
这个呼召是什么样的一个呼召呢？
This is a call that every single child of God receives.
这是我们作为神的儿女，每一个神的儿女都会得到的一个呼召。
And this is a call that God has given to everyone who does not know him yet.
这也是一个、所有不认识神的人，神会给他的呼召。
It is a call to repentance from sin.
一个就是、叫神能够饶恕他们的罪。
It is a call to receive the salvation in Christ Jesus.
一个呼召，呼召我们能够得到接受神给我们的救恩。
You know, Paul has a very clear and unmistaken understanding of what it means to be saved.
保罗在、在这个什么是得救的这件事情上，是一个有一个非常清楚无误的一个概念。
It doesn't simply mean the raising of one's hand at an evangelistic meeting.
我们谈到得救的时候，不只是在布道会的时候，你举手说我愿意信而已。
It doesn't mean a simple prayer of acceptance.
也不只是一个、仅仅是一个决志祷告而已。
It doesn't even mean coming to church every Sunday.
如果你每星期天都来教会做礼拜的时候，那也不代表你就有救恩了。
What it means is that by trusting in the blood of Jesus Christ that washes away our sins,
所谓救恩是什么意思呢？就是当我们把我们的盼望，当我们、当我们依靠耶稣的宝血，就是那个能够洗清我们罪恶的宝血的时候
，We have now become the children of God.
我们已就会成为神的儿女。
And our citizenship is now in heaven.
我们是天上的公民。
And because of that, we must live a life that reflects the new life we have in Christ.
因为这个原因，所以我们要活出一个我们与新身份相称的一个生命。
This is also why Paul shares in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, that we must work out our salvations with fear and trembling.
这也就是说到我们，腓立比书第二章12节，保罗说到，就是我们要恐惧战惊，做成我们得救的功夫。
And that is also why he says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, that we must live a life worthy of the calling we received.
也就是在以弗所书4章1节，保罗说到，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
People akin salvation with eternal life. But the problem with that is, we think eternal life begins after we leave this life on earth.
可是我们有时候会有一个误解，我们认为当我们在这个世上，当我们死了以后，我们的永生才刚刚开始。
That is incorrect.
这不是一个正确的看法。
The moment we receive the salvation is the moment we receive the eternal life.
我们在得到救恩的那一刻，我们就已经拥有这个永远的生命。
Which means for every single one of us who is a child of God, that eternal life begins now.
也就是说，对每一个神的儿女来说，我们在现在，我们得到救恩的那一刻，就已经拥有这个永远的生命。
We are living in that life now.
我们现在就活在这个永远的生命。
It is not later.
这个生命不是以后才发生的。
It is not when we die.
不是我们死了以后才有的生命。
It is now.
这个生命是现在所有的生命。
And see, with that proper understanding, we would then understand why Paul describes the salvation in this manner.
所以如果我们有个正确的一个概念，得救是怎么一回事的话。 我们就能看到保罗为什么在这里这样的描述救恩。
And we would know why Paul sees the salvation that he has as precious.
我们也能够理解为什么保罗认为他所拥有的救恩是一件很宝贝的事情。Because
he already has the salvation from his Lord Jesus and he's living in it.
因为他现在已经拥有从耶稣基督而来的救恩。
We need to understand that our salvation and the life we have in Christ begins with the moment that we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and we believed in our hearts that God raised him from the dead.
我们必须明白，就当我们口里口称耶稣基督为主，心里相信耶稣基督为主的那一刻。 我们就同时拥有救恩，同时拥有那个永远的生命。So
for those of us who are Christians, we already have that prize.
所以对那些我们已经是基督徒的弟兄姐妹来说，我们已经得到了那个奖赏。But
what do we do with that prize?
可是我们拿到那个奖赏以后该怎么用呢？
We need to be like Paul.
我们应该像保罗一样。Because
the real Christian experience does not stop at merely having the prize.
因为我们的真正的基督徒或者信徒的一个经历不是在拿到奖赏的那一刻就停止了。The
real Christian experience in our salvation is that, number one, we must have the salvation, but more importantly, we need to continue to press on to live out our salvation.
我们在信徒在得到我们的奖赏，也就是救恩的那一刻， 我们不只是停在那里，而是要竭力向前，能够活出这个与救恩相称的生活。And
an example that I've used to describe this is as if someone has given you a blank check for $1 million.
我所喜欢举的一个例子就是说，好像有一个人给你一个100万美元的空头支票。That
check is good at the bank.
你如果去银行的话，能够取到钱。You
have the check.
因为你有这个空头支票。
Are you happy?
你高兴吗？
Are you happy having the check?
你手上拿着这个空头支票高兴吗?
You're not going to be happy until you cash that check.
你可能是一直到你真正的去兑现，到银行里去兑现那张空头支票的话，你才会有那种喜乐。
God has paid such a priceless price, the life of Son Jesus Christ, for us to have the salvation.
上帝, 在他的儿子耶稣基督付上了如此沉重的一个代价，为了我们的救恩。
He had to die on the cross, or he has to first come to earth and become man, then died on the cross and shed his blood so that our sins may be forgiven.
他首先要成为肉身来到这个世界上，然后出生，然后死，然后为我们的罪而在十字架上流宝血。
With this immeasurable price that he has paid for us to have the salvation, and all we do is take it and say, I have it, we have the check, but we don't cash it.
他付上了如此大的代价，就是为了我们能得到救恩。所以当到我们得到救恩的时候，也就是这张空头支票的时候，我们难道就高兴了吗？说我们已经有这个空头支票了吗？
We must not shortchange the salvation of God.
我们不要做与上帝给我们的救恩所不配的事情。 短缺,
Let us fully experience the full salvation that God intends for us to have and to enjoy now.
让我们能够现在就当下能够活出与耶稣基督救恩相称的这个经历。
Now, Paul knew what it means to know Christ.
保罗知道认识基督是怎么一回事。
We see that he knows about the price he paid.
他知道他付出了如何的代价。
We know that he's clear about the passion he has for his Lord Jesus.
他也清楚地说到他是如此的满腔热忱地来跟随耶稣基督。
He knows about the pursuit that he is on in following his Lord Jesus.
他也是知道他是如何地来追求耶稣基督。
And he knows the price that he has in the way that he lives for his Lord Jesus.
他也是知道从他的生活如何活出的这个样式能看出他的这个奖赏。
And because of all this, that is why he is able to experience that hope and joy and peace and contentment even while he was in prison, even while he was faced with death.
因为他知道他在耶稣基督这四个以P开头的这个词，所以他能够 在监狱里那么艰苦的环境里面，还能活出盼望，活出喜乐，活出平安，活出满足。
Let us take a look specifically at how Paul describes his situation and how he encourages others.
我们来具体的看一下，保罗是如何的描述他的处境，他如何的来鼓励大家的。
In the same chapter, chapter 3, verse 21,
在腓立比书同一章三章的二十一节，
Paul, because of his understanding of his salvation in the Lord Jesus, he understands the hope he has.
因为保罗得到了这个从耶稣基督来的救恩，他也明白他是有如何的荣耀的盼望。
He says in verse 21, regarding Jesus, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body.
腓立比书三章二十一节说到，他要按着那能叫万有归附自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
This is about the bodily transformation or the resurrection we would have.
这里谈到的是我们身体的改变和我们将来的复活。
This is a part of the salvation we all received. Do we not know that?
这是我们现在就已经拥有的，已经得到的救恩。
For Paul to know this clearly, no wonder he is not worried. No wonder he can still be joyful when he is in prison and when his life is possibly about to end.
因为保罗很清楚他已经拥有的这个荣耀的盼望。 难怪他会在监狱，在等待死刑的时候，还那么喜乐，还那么充满盼望。
Let us look at chapter 4, verse 4.
让我们看一下啊，腓立比书的四章第四节。
He says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and I will say again, rejoice."
腓立比书第四章四节说到：“你们要靠主常常喜乐。”我再说，你们要喜乐。
Verse 10, he says, "I rejoice greatly in the Lord."
第十节他说到：“我靠主大大的喜乐。”
Chapter 3, verse 1, "Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord."
第三章的第一节，腓立比书说。弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐。
Chapter 2, verse 2, he says, "Make my joy complete."
腓立比书的第二章二节说到，使我的喜乐得以满足。
And in chapter 1, verse 18, he says, "I will continue to rejoice."
腓立比书第一章十八节说到，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。
When Paul was imprisoned,
当保罗在监狱里的时候,
his physical body was limited and his freedom was taken away from him.
他的肉身是受到限制,是没有自由的。
He is being brought up to be executed on his charges.
他可能因为别人给他的罪名,他会将会受到死刑。
But his mind and his spirit was renewed.
可是他的心和他的灵却得到了更新。
When he thinks about his Lord,
当他想起他的主的时候,
it's not an imagination.
那已经不是一个想象了。
It is his real experience and his real encounter of Christ that allows him to well up with joy.
是因为他想起主的时候那样一种真实的经历和真实的感觉，使得他心里面涌出一种这种喜乐。
And you see, his focus and attention wasn't on himself.
你看他在监狱里的时候，他的焦点和他的注意力并没有放在他自己的处境上面。
It was on who?
他的精力和他的注意力放在谁的上面呢？
It was on the other believers.
是在其他的信徒身上。
He didn't sit there and say, "I need some joy. I'm in a bad situation. Lord, give me some joy."
他并没有向神抱怨说，我现在需要一些喜乐，我现在的处境非常艰难，主啊，给我一些喜乐吧。
He's thinking about the needs of the other believers.
他头脑里想的还是其他信徒的需要。
And sitting in his dark, cold cell, he says, "Rejoice."
他当他坐在阴暗、寒冷的这个监狱的时候。他的书信里所说的是要喜乐。
And let us not forget, it is not just to rejoice, but it is to rejoice in the Lord.
让我们不要忘记，不只是要喜乐，而是要在主里喜乐。
What about peace?
那平安呢？
Let's look at Philippians 4,
让我们翻到
verses 6 and 7.
让我们翻到腓立比书第四章的第六节和第七节。
Paul says,Again, be mindful of his situation. But he says to the believers, do not be anxious about anything. Boy, Paul would have been the one to be anxious. But he said, do not be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书第四章的第六节和第七节说到，应当一无挂虑。如果说有任何人有挂虑的话，那么保罗应该是非常有挂虑的一个人了，因为他在监狱里。他继续说到，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。第七节说到，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
This is not wishful thinking or feel good theology.
这不是只是一个我们的幻想，或者是我们麻痹自己的一个想法。
This is the experience of Paul.
这是保罗他亲身的经历。
What about contentment?
知足呢？
In the same chapter again, verses 11 through 13.
在腓立比书，如果你还是在第四章的时候，第四章的十一节。到十三节说到
He says, I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether we fit, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
关于知足，保罗是如何说的？腓立比书四章十一节到十三节说道，我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
What powerful testimony!
这是多么强有力的一个见证。
Does Paul have hope?
保罗有盼望吗
？Does he have joy?
他有喜乐吗
？Does he have peace?
他有平安吗
？Does he have contentment?
他有知足感吗?
Yes, he does.
他有的。
And all of this, as the scripture tells us clearly, is found only in the Lord.
所有的这一切他所拥有的，圣经里清清楚楚地说到，都能够在主耶稣基督里找到。
So if you're not yet a child of God this morning,
如果今天早上在座的你们还不是神的儿女的话，
May I invite you to come to know that Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
我邀请你来和我们一起来认识耶稣基督就是你生命的救主。
So that you may also share in this amazing experience in life that can only be found in Christ?
你能够跟我们同享这一个非常奇妙的经历，在基督里的一个奇妙的经历。
And if you are a child of God this morning,
今天早上如果在座的你已经是神的儿女的话
May I challenge you with the following?
我愿意向你发出一个挑战
What is the price you paid to know Christ?
你在认识基督上面你付出了多少代价
Where is your passion in knowing Christ?
你在认识耶稣基督的上面你的热情在吗
How is your pursuit to know Christ?
你是不是在追求认识耶稣基督
？And have you set your eyes on the price from knowing Christ？
你有没有定睛在因着认识耶稣基督所得到的奖赏上
？I hope that you will join me this morning, and that together we may present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, so that we will not be conformed to this world.But we will be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
我愿你们今天早上能够跟我们在一起，能够做把我们自己放在神的祭台上做一个活祭，能够在他面前是圣洁的，是毫无瑕疵的，能够不被我们身边的世界而改变，而是在心意更新。
Will you join me?
你愿意加入我们吗
？So that we may pay the price.
这样我们可以一起为认识基督付上代价。
So that together we can overflow with passion.
这样我们可以在认识耶稣基督的这件事情上能充满着热情。
That together we will get in the pursuit.
我们可以一起来追求耶稣基督。
Together we can obtain the prize.
我们一起能得到那从天上来的奖赏。
Will this be hard work?
这你觉得这会花这是一个很艰苦的工作吗
？You bet.
一定的。
But will it be worth it?
但是这个值得吗
Absolutely.
这是绝对值得的。
Let us close with a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for your love for us.
亲爱的主耶稣基督，我们谢谢你爱我们。
Before we even knew you, when we were still in sin, you have loved us and you have called us.
在我们还没有认识你的时候，在我们还在罪恶中的时候，你已经爱了我们，你已经向我们发出了呼召。
You were God and you humbled yourself. You limited yourself to become man, and not only to become man, but to die on the cross for our sins.
你本为神，可是你却谦卑虚己，变成一个人。你不光变成一个人，你还在十字架上为我们受死。
But death has no hold on you because today you are resurrected.
可是死亡不能局限你，因为你已经复活了。
And you have overcome death so that you may give us life.
你已经战胜了死亡，所以你给我们能带来生命。
And that an abundant life.
不光是生命，而且是一个丰盛的生命。
Help us to realize the salvation that we have and the preciousness of that salvation.
帮助我们能认识到我们已经得到的救恩和那个救恩的宝贵。
So that we may experience the preciousness of knowing Christ today in our lives.
所以我们能在当下今天就能够认识到认识耶稣基督的宝贵。
May all those who call on your name be blessed.
愿那些呼求你的名的人被你祝福。
And may you be glorified.
愿主的名得到荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.